As more corporate executives are learning, white-collar crime can have consequences. David Novak knows that firsthand. He spent nearly a year in prison for insurance fraud. His conviction sent him to Eglin Federal Prison Camp in Florida, also known as Club Fed. Novak says it was hardly a vacation. He's written a book about the experience and become a consultant to white-collar felons facing incarceration.
I really didn't have the intention of turning this into a business. Instead, the writing of the book was actually a rather cathartic experience for me upon my reintegration into society after my prison sentence.
It isn't exactly tips to soon-to-be-incarcerated, white-collar convicted.
Well, in fact, it did evolve to that. It did evolve, in fact, into a handbook, if you will, for people facing a period of federal incarceration. It had originally started out as pretty much myself writing to the person I had been a year earlier prior to my incarceration. What were the things I wish I had known a year earlier? And with that outline in mind, fleshed out into a pretty exhaustive primer on federal incarceration.
Did you think it was going to be easy time?
I had two visions in my mind. One, it was going to be the Club Fed I had heard so much about, and I would be able to swim and golf and pretty much hang out anywhere on the Air Force base on which this facility was located. And, of course, at the opposite end of my imagination were images of the Shawshank Redemption and escape from Alcatraz. So I really, like many people, had no concept of reality whatsoever when I went there.
So you weren't able to golf and swim?
No, ma'am. I was not able to golf and swim. I was, like many people, I was under the misconception that there are white-collar prisons. I can drive a stake through the heart of that idea pretty concisely right now. There is simply no such thing as a facility that houses white-collar offenders.
So there you were. Sounds like the prison was made up, you might say, no-collar crime criminals.
Apt description.
And a few of you white-collar criminals.
Correct.
Walked in, and what was it that you needed most that you hadn't thought to bring?
Self-dignity. Because I wasn't aware of what the environment was going to be like, I walked into the facility so totally unprepared that the intake process for me was just emotionally devastating. In retrospect, if I had recognized the bureaucracy I had entered into and had recognized the steps the Bureau of Prison takes with every inmate during the intake process, I probably would not have taken it so personally, number one. And number two, I probably would have been a bit better prepared for it. There's simply not words in my vocabulary to explain the shame and humiliation of standing in front of a total stranger being strip searched. That's pretty much when I checked my dignity for the next day or two until I had the opportunity to recover it.
Former executive David Novak spent nearly a year in prison for fraud. He's the author of Downtime, a guide to federal incarceration.